You know, the Bible says that God will never leave us nor forsake us. Right? So whether we stay at home or we come to church, the Bible says He will never leave us nor forsake us. But then He said, when there are two people come together in My name, there am I in the midst. That's a different thing. A corporate anointing when the Lord is in the midst. So He's always with us. Whether you come to church or not, it does not change His love for you. But He said, when there are two people or three people come together as a church, there am I in the midst. There is a special manifested presence of God that does not exist at home when we come together as a church. Right? There's that healing, that corporate anointing. Right? Many of you, right, just now as the Holy Spirit ministered through music, it's something that I cannot explain to you in words. Your spirit knows it. Your spirit understands what I'm talking, right? You feel, I don't know, it's like peace that surpasses all understanding, all right? It's not like some of those New Age music. They have a very soothing, you know, musical background, piano. Man, it puts you to sleep, right? The New Age. But it can only touch maybe in your psyche, in your soul. You feel peace. But the anointing of the Holy Spirit goes deeper than your soul. Yes. It goes into your inner man. Yes. It goes into your spirit person, who is actually the real you. Yes. Everybody says spirit, soul, body.
Spirit, soul, body.
Remember, we are not just made of soul and body. We are tripartite. Just like God, three persons in one, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, one God, we are created in the same image as God. You are a tripartite being. You're not governed by your soul. Your soul is not the real you. Your soul is just your mind, your will, and your emotions. That's your soul. But that does not define who you are. So when you feel lousy, when you feel dirty, when you feel angry, when you feel lust, that does not define you. That's not who you are.
Amen.
The real you is the inner person inside, what the Bible calls the spirit.
Yes.
Say the spirit.
Spirit.
So you are a spirit being with a mind, will, and emotions, your soul, hosted in this physical body. That's who you are. So you got to see yourself as a spirit being. You're not a living soul. You are a person with a life-giving spirit today. So if you're born again, that means if you believe that Jesus died for your sins and He rose again, the Bible says your spirit is born again. Right? You understand what Pastor Henry is saying. More than people who go to seminaries and they have big Bible knowledge, but they don't have, right, a personal relationship with God. They just know theology. They don't have the personal relationship with God. It's dead. Because religion can never save you.
Amen.
Only personal relationship with God through Jesus Christ that can cause you to be born again, and then your eyes is enlightened to see what you could not see, because now you have the Holy Spirit now residing in your spirit. The Holy Spirit does not reside in your soul, because your soul can still be defiled depending on the news that you watch or circumstances in life. Your soul can be defiled, and the Holy Spirit cannot live in that soulish area. The Holy Spirit lives in your spirit. That is the real you. And in your spirit, you are so perfect. The Holy Spirit will never leave you nor forsake you, even when your soul sins. Did you hear what I just said?
Amen.
Your soul may be sinning. Your soul may have, you know, anger. Your soul may have lust. Right? But that's your soul. That's not your spirit. I want you to realize your new identity in Christ and how clean Jesus Christ has made you to be from the moment that you're born again, the moment you believe that Jesus Christ is your Savior and your Lord. Your spirit is so perfect that you and the Holy Spirit are one. Isn't that amazing? Come on, let's give a clap offering to the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Man, hallelujah. Somebody, you know, you should do some, some happy dance, right? Or football victory dance, right? Or something, right? Yay, right there. Because that's the real you.
Yes.
That's the real you. You are a spirit being. You're not a soul being. You are so perfect. You are so clean. And that's why today we don't understand. Lord, I had just sinned. How could you still love me? You don't understand. God does not see your sin anymore. He sees your real spirit. He sees the real you that is so clean, that is so wrinkle free, that is so without spot, that is so without any blemishes. That's the way God sees you. You are so clean, without spot, without wrinkle, without blemishes or any other such thing. Your spirit is so clean. Of course God will never leave you nor forsake you. You are perfect in your born again spirit.
Amen.
Now your body may still experience pain. Your soul sometimes may still feel frustrations and despair and fear, right? But that's not you. The real you, the real you is the spirit being. Your spirit will never have lust. Never. The real you will never have anger, even towards those who hate you. You can love even your human enemies. That's the real you. That's the real you is the spirit being. So from now on, church, do not see yourself after the flesh anymore. From now on, regard no one after the flesh, the Bible says. I regard no man after the flesh. You see people, right? Through the eyes of grace. Man, I'm seeing this sister, perfect, the beloved of God, right? Washed in the blood of Jesus. You know, her attitude may not always be perfect, right? But I see her through the eyes of grace. I see this person loved by God. And this person's spirit is so perfect that Jesus' spirit and this person's spirit is one. Right? Can you see your spouse that way? Amen. Can you see your neighbor, your loved ones who are in Christ, right? That way, right? And you see them as righteous by the blood of Jesus. You overlook their offenses. You don't look at their soul. Again, their soul, they can still be a pain, right? But I mean, don't look at the soul part. Look at the spirit part of that person. That person is really perfect by the blood of Jesus Christ. And you see yourself perfect by the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. So beloved of God, I just want to encourage you. You know, the Lord loves you and the Lord cares about you. And the Lord just wants to continue to bless you every day by letting you know who you are in Christ. And so when we come together as a church, that corporate anointing will open the eyes of our heart. You know, the revelation of God's unconditional love and grace in your life. It's in a gathering of believers together in a church where, you know, your mind is so ready to receive. The corporate anointing causes your mind to be open. The Bible is so clear. There is no ambiguity. There is no like a cloud in your mind. Your mind is so sharp whenever you are in the church and you're ready to receive the blessings of God, right? And then throughout this week, whatever monkey wrench that the devil may try to throw at you, it has no effect in your life because you've come to church on Sunday. Amen? You've come to church on Sunday by the corporate anointing of the Holy Spirit. So I just want to commend you, amen, to make it a top priority every Sunday to always make it to church, no matter what. Amen? Hallelujah. God is good all the time, and all the time God is so very, very good. Christians are not supposed to be natural. We're supposed to be super natural. One of that supernatural gift that the Holy Spirit has given us is the gift of speaking in tongues, where you pray supernatural things to happen in your life. You pray, expect the miracles, expect big things to happen in life. You know, I believe in heaven there are many body parts that are unclean because people don't have the faith to believe, right? That God is able not only to heal your body, but to grow back any organs, any body, any parts of the body that is too bad to be healed. This cannot be healed anymore. It needs to be replaced.
Yes.
You know, if you're a car mechanic, you know what I'm talking about. There are components in your car that is so bad, you can't keep on patching that thing. You need a new radiator or whatever, right? Now, there are so many unclaimed body parts in heaven for Christians because they don't have the faith to believe that, you know, if you have problems with your eyes, okay, your retina and your eyes, whatever, God can grow back miraculously. That retina is going to grow back. It's true. Okay, your liver can actually grow back. All right, and so I want to let you know. Yes, Barbara.
My last visit to my eye doctor, he told me that my eyesight was getting better and not worse.
Hallelujah! A brand new eyes, but you got to claim what is yours. It does not happen automatically. The Bible says we are saved by grace through faith. Grace is what God has freely given you, independent of your performance. Faith is your part to simply say, Lord, I want it. I believe what you have for me.
Yes.
Amen. Faith is simply, you know, faith is not works. Faith is simply hearing, like what you're doing right now. Oh, really? I can claim for a new body part that's hurting me? I can ask God to give me a miracle growth of like my liver, a brand new liver, Lord. Give me a brand new liver, Lord. Grow back that liver.
Yes.
Or give me a brand new one. I want miracle. I don't want healing. I want miracle. I want something that grow back. You know, man, we are supposed to be supernatural. These are normal things for believers. Right? It's a blessing that God has provided for us. And one of the best ways to make use of these supernatural provisions is to use your supernatural prayer.
Yes.
Yes.
To use your tongues.
Yes.
Pray in tongues. Oh, Rabbalabashanda. I don't know what I'm talking about, Lord. It's supernatural. It's beyond my mind, beyond my understanding, right? And before you know it, I believe it's not just for Barbara, but for everybody, you will see a supernatural benefits in your life.
Amen.
Right? So that's kind of like a reminder of what we've been talking about the past 2-3 Sundays, right? Okay, let's show them the next screen here. This is what we're redeemed from Deuteronomy 28, verse 58 to 59. If you do not carefully follow all the words of this law, which are written in this book, and do not revere this glorious and awesome name, the Lord your God, the Lord will send fearful plagues on you and your descendants. That is the curse of the law. So what we have been redeemed from here is we are redeemed from fearful plagues that can come on us and our descendants. When we look at the curse, it is a scary thing. But because of Jesus, our redemption, look at the reverse. Psalm 91, verse 9 to 10. Because you have made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High, your habitation. There shall no evil befall you, neither shall any plague come near your dwelling.
Amen.
Your children are protected because this plague cannot even come to your dwelling. It cannot come into your house. It cannot come into your family. Right? Hallelujah. Man, this is what the scripture is saying. Because you have made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High, your habitation. How do you make the Lord to be your refuge and your habitation today? By being in Christ. Christ is your habitation. Christ is your refuge by being in Christ. The moment you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ as your refuge, as your Savior, you are in Christ. The Lord is your habitation. And God says, there shall no evil befall you, neither shall any plague come near your dwelling. Jesus has already reversed that curse of the law that says there can be fearful plagues on you and your descendants because of what Jesus has done. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. This ends teachings on generational curses that says because of the sins of your ancestors or something, now you're paying the price for the sins of your ancestors. Well, this completely destroyed that teaching because there will be no evil befall you, the Bible says. Neither shall any plague come near your dwelling.
Yes.
Hallelujah. There will be no plague on you and your descendants.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Because of Jesus, our redemption.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Somebody, are you happy or are you excited? Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. My family is blessed. My descendants are blessed.
Yes.
I don't have to be afraid of these so-called fearful plagues.
Right?
I don't have to be afraid of these fearful plagues. Father, thank you. Jesus has become my redemption. This is big, big deal, you know? Big deal, big food for you to chew on. That there's no sin in your life that can cause you or your descendants to suffer today because Jesus said, I have become your redemption.
Yes.
I have become your redemption. Do you know why? Do you know why it's such a good news? Because Jesus Christ carefully followed all the words of this law which are written in this book. And Jesus Christ revered this glorious and awesome name, the Lord your God. The Lord cannot send any more fearful plagues on you and your descendants. So, right? Truths are parallel, right? This is the exact reverse. Because Jesus carefully followed all the words of this law. That's why we need Jesus. Because no one can carefully follow the words of this law that's written in this book perfectly. No one can do that. Only Jesus Christ. And because Jesus obeyed on your behalf, beloved of God. I said, because Jesus obeyed on your behalf. And you have made Him to be your habitation. That means you are in Christ. You are protected. In Christ, because you believe in Jesus as your Savior, there will be no fearful plagues on you or your descendants. Amen. Yes, I receive it, Lord. I'm blessed. My family, my descendants are blessed because there will be no fearful plagues.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Because of what Jesus Christ has done. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Now, I want to tell you, right? Circumstances in life is going to challenge your faith. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Circumstances in life are going to cause you to be doubting this truth. What happens if a family member of yours falls sick? Will you let go of the promise of God? Because circumstances in life are preaching a message that is contrary to what I'm preaching? Or are you going to be persevering and say, Lord, because you love me, right? There ain't no devil big enough to take away this blessing from me.
Amen.
Amen.
Listen, we're not playing games. This is fearful plagues. Okay? This is not like a cold flu. This is fearful plague. Right? I want to let you know, beloved of God, circumstances in life may come against the Word of God. Alright? That's why I opened this message today by letting you know, take advantage of LGCI.info. Take advantage of your phone. Listen to the message again and again. When you are seeing evidences with your natural eyes that are contrary to what the Word of God is saying. The Bible says, what is visible is temporary. But what is invisible, the Word of God, is eternal.
Come on.
It might be a fact that maybe a loved one in your family falls sick. It's a fact. We're not telling people to deny the fact. It's a fact. But the truth is, you have been redeemed from fearful plagues, and before you know it, your loved ones will be totally healed. You got to see the end from the beginning. You cannot be short-sighted. You got to be long-term minded. You got to see the promise of God is true.
Yes.
Lord, I believe that you are the way, the truth, and the life. And I'm not letting go this blessing that you have given me because of your love for me. Just because I see things with my natural eyes that are contrary to what the Scripture is saying. I choose to fix my eyes on you, Lord Jesus. I choose to see myself the way that you see me, as more than a conqueror in Christ. You got to have that tenacity.
Yes.
This is no joke. This is a blessing that is so big, right? That it has to be purchased only by the blood of God Himself. And Jesus shed His blood as your redemption to give you this blessing because of His love for you. Amen? Hallelujah. It's a big blessing purchased by the blood of Jesus. Amen. So no matter what big challenges that may come your way, refuse to fix your eyes on those challenges.
That's right.
But fix your eyes on Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Jesus is bigger than whatever that temporary condition that your loved ones might be experiencing.
Yes.
Amen. Just remember, Lord, you are my habitation.
Yes.
You are my refuge. I am in you. I believe in you, Lord Jesus. And I'm not giving up. I believe because you obeyed the law perfectly. There is no more fearful plagues on me or on my descendants. And I know I still have that pain. I know. But Lord, this thing is going away. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
And do it not just for yourself. Do it for the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Don't be healed just so that you don't feel the pain. There is a bigger purpose for you to receive your healing, is to glorify Jesus.
Hallelujah.
That you can be a witness. You can encourage your loved ones. You can encourage people who might be discouraged and say, you know what? I went through the same thing that you went through. And I made it. So don't be discouraged. Your condition is only temporary. Regardless of what the doctor says, that's contrary to that, right? Your condition, whatever that negative condition, is temporary. Because Jesus has finished the work. I already know the result. You have a bright future. You are blessed. There's no fearful plagues on you and your descendants.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Somebody is happy with the word?
Hallelujah.
Okay, I got one fan. One fan who is really happy with the word. Amen? Hey, I'm building an army. An army of people, supernatural people.
Yes.
You do not talk the lingos of people who don't believe.
Right.
You don't understand what they're talking about. Hopelessness. Mm. What is that? That's not in my vocabulary.
Amen.
What is hopelessness? What is despondency? I got to look up, you know, the dictionary. What is that? I don't know. All I know is Jesus, my redemption.
Yes.
All I know is that because I have made the Lord my refuge, the Most High my habitation, all I know is that there shall no evil befall me. All I know is that neither shall any plague come near my dwelling. That's in my dictionary. I understand what you're talking about when you bring up Psalm 91. But when you bring up the negative stuff, I'm sorry, I don't understand that. I can't relate to that. because I'm so grounded in the Word.
Yes.
Right? So, beloved of God, I hope you're built up by the Word of God today.
Amen.
As if this is not big enough. Let's look at the next slide here. Look at the second thing that we're redeemed from. Harsh and prolonged disasters. Wow. Harsh and prolonged disasters. Again, right? The scripture basis that we have is from Psalm 91 again. Psalm 91 verse 9 to 10. This is from the NIV. If you say, the Lord is my refuge, Jesus is Lord, right? Or Lord Jesus, like Romans 10 says, if you confess with your mouth, if you call upon the name of the Lord, you shall be saved. So if you say, the Lord is my refuge, and you make the Most High your dwelling, no harm will overtake you. No disaster will come near your tent. Somebody, I'm telling you,
yes.
Hey, I'm telling you, Raleigh Durham is blessed because of you.
Amen.
Listen, Life-Giving Church International, Raleigh Durham is blessed because of you.
Yes.
Because God says, I have redeemed you from harsh and prolonged disasters.
Amen. Thank you.
Are you blessed or are you happy? Hey, harsh and prolonged disasters, including any disasters that big storms can try to cause havoc in our city. But because we are, right, the light of the world, we say, no, Jesus has redeemed even our city from harsh and prolonged disasters, and there will be no storm that can cause harsh and prolonged disasters for Raleigh Durham.
Amen.
Because Life-Giving Church International, Jesus has become your redemption.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. No disaster will come near our tent. I believe what the Word is saying. Amen. We are the light of the world. We're supposed to be a blessing, right? To our neighbors by believing, no, there will be no harsh and prolonged disasters for my city. In Jesus' name. Amen?
Amen.
Are you blessed? Are you blessed? Are you happy? Man, we are a blessing to our city. Amen? Because of the revelation here. No harsh and prolonged disasters. Amen? All right. I have one more goodies for you. Next slide. We have been redeemed from severe and lingering illnesses. That's music to my ears. I have been redeemed from severe and lingering illnesses, right? So, God will not bring on us all the diseases of Egypt. Now, remember, Egypt is a picture of the world, right? Egypt is a picture of the world. So, don't be afraid of the diseases that the world is afraid of. Because God says, I will not bring on you all the diseases of Egypt that you dreaded, and they will not cling to you. Man, this is good news. We have been redeemed from severe and lingering illnesses because of what Jesus has done. Because Jesus carefully followed all the words of this law that's written in the book. And Jesus revered this glorious and awesome name, the Lord our God. There will be no lingering illnesses or diseases of Egypt that can cling on you. You have been redeemed from lingering illnesses, severe and lingering illnesses. And you've been redeemed from diseases of Egypt. They will not cling to you. Amen. Hallelujah. God is good. Would you like to dive in deeper in the Hebrew? I'm going to show you something. Look at the word diseases, right? That's from the Hebrew word madveh. Madveh comes from davah. It means to be sick as if in menstruation. Okay, I'm not a woman, but I know it's not comfortable to have, you know, to be sick as if in menstruation. It's just amazing, the kind of pain is off the charts, right? That's what the ladies have to go through, right? The menstruation stuff. But I have good news to tell you. Jesus not only redeemed you from the diseases, But Jesus has redeemed you from the pain of menstruation.
Amen.
Jesus has redeemed you. Now, God uses as if in menstruation. So it's not limited only to menstruation pain. Right? Whatever pain.
Come on now.
Whatever pain.
Yes.
I have good news to tell you. Jesus took away that pain.
Yes.
So you don't have to experience that pain again. Where is the verse? Isaiah 53 verse 4. But He lifted up our illnesses. Remember?
Yes.
No lingering illnesses. Because He lifted up our illnesses. He carried our pain. He lifted up our illnesses. And how many know that when Jesus took care of our illnesses, He took care of it thoroughly?
Yes.
He did not do a halfway job.
Right.
Like there are illnesses that He did not take care of. Right? So He lifted up our illnesses here includes the severe and lingering illnesses.
Yes.
That's mentioned in Deuteronomy 28. So He lifted up our illnesses, and not only that, He carried our pain, menstruation pain or not. He carried our illnesses and our pain, even though we thought He was being punished, attacked by God, and afflicted for something He had done. Because of His love for you, He took all of your sins upon Himself. And along with that sin, He took away all the severe and lingering illnesses, including the diseases of Egypt that may cling on you. He took it upon Himself, all of that illnesses. And not only that, He took all the pain, menstruation pain or not, upon Himself.
Yes.
At the cross. Mm-hmm. At the cross I bow my knee, where your blood was shed for me. There's no greater love than this.
Yes.
You have overcome the grave. Your glory fills the highest place. What can separate me now? At the cross, He took all of your illnesses and all of your pain.
Yes.
Beyond healing, I want you to experience the love of Jesus for you. Has any of your best buddy ever took your pain or your illnesses? Has any of your loved ones ever done that for you? Well, Jesus did it for you.
Yes.
It's got to be love.
Hallelujah.
It has to be love.
Yes.
Only love will do that.
Yes.
I'll take your sin. I'll take your illnesses. I'll take all your pain.
Yes.
In exchange, all you got to do is believe in me. Those who don't believe, it's as if nothing happened.
Yes.
Right? They're still experiencing the menstruation pain. They still experience the illnesses. Right?
Yeah.
All we need is just believe in Jesus. All you need is to hear the gospel like what you're hearing right now. Again and again and again. And faith will be built up. Right? And you say, Holy Spirit, I thank you for Pastor Henry. I really appreciate what you are doing through Pastor Henry to build me up. And I want you, Holy Spirit, to fan into flame the word, to give me the revelation so that this problem will totally be a thing in the past. How do you know when you already have the revelation of Jesus, our redemption, is when that pain goes away? How do you know that you have the revelation of the word of grace that the Lord has shared with you today? It is when your severe and lingering illnesses are no more. That's when you already have the revelation, right? So, beloved of God, we are all still growing. We're still growing in this revelation, and we want the Lord to continue to open the eyes of our hearts by the help of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And I just want to let you know that you are loved by your Heavenly Father. And the Lord is very, very happy to be able to, you know, kind of give you the seed. The word is like the seed. Now, what do you do with the seed will determine your harvest. Am I right?
Yes.
So the seed has to be planted in a good soil. It cannot be in a stony ground. It cannot be in a thorny bushes. It cannot be by the roadside where the birds of the air can steal the seed. It has to be planted into a good soil for the seed to germinate, to produce the harvest that you need. And please do not be discouraged when you don't see your apple tree the next day. Am I right? Just because you planted the seed today and you don't see the apple tree the next day, right? You don't give up, do you?
No.
You allow the sun, you allow the water, and with a little bit of patience on your part, right? To persevere and say, Father, I receive what Jesus has done for me.
Yes.
You are my redemption, Lord.
Yes.
You've got to be supernatural. You've got to be expecting there'll be no severe lingering illnesses for me, and there'll be no fearful plagues for me or my children or my family. Right? And there'll be no harsh or prolonged disasters for me. That means my city is blessed. There's no storm that's big enough that can cause a harsh and prolonged disaster in my city because of Jesus, who has become my redemption. Are you happy or are you blessed? Okay, let's show them the next slide. See, that's the last one. I did not withhold anything good from you. I gave you the whole entree. Amen. You got your money's worth today. Amen. Hallelujah. This is one of the best spiritual restaurants that you can come. Amen. To enjoy the gourmet word of God. Jesus as your redemption. All right, church. Stand up. I'm going to dismiss you. Thank you, Lord. We are blessed. Hallelujah. Man, time flies. It's almost a whole hour I've been preaching. It must be the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. You don't feel like an hour, right? I mean, hallelujah. I mean, it's the word that builds you up. This is life. This is heavenly life. It's when you allow the supernatural word of God to make you the real you. The real you again is your spirit part of you. And the spirit part of you is not satisfied with only physical food. The real you is a spirit being, and you want spiritual gourmet food like what you're hearing today.
Yes.
Jesus as your redemption.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. So as we make this available online, make sure you listen to it again and again and again on your phone and be built up. And when circumstances comes against you, right? Trying to say the word is a lie, the word is a lie. How come if there's no illnesses, how come you still feel the pain? You persevere. You persevere. Remember, you put the seed today and you don't see the apple tree the next day. You keep on persevering and trusting in the Lord that things are going to get better and better. It's not going to get worse and worse. It's going to get better and better because Jesus has become your redemption. And God says, because I have obeyed the law perfectly for you and you believe in me, there will be no dreadful plague for you or your descendants. Because I have obeyed the law perfectly for you, you have made me to be your habitation. You have made me to be your refuge. Your city, Raleigh-Durham, is blessed. There will be no harsh and prolonged disasters for Raleigh-Durham because of you who believe in me, God is saying. And finally, God is saying, because you believe in me, there will be no severe lingering illnesses. There will be no diseases of Egypt that can cling on you. Because I love you, at the cross, I have already taken all of your illnesses and all of your pain, menstruation pain or not, so that you know how much I care and love you. And Lord, Jesus is telling us today, it's because of His love. I hope you don't miss the love of God. In the name of healing, right? Healing is a way for God to express His love for you. It's not the end of itself. There's a greater purpose for healing, is to let you know the love of Jesus for you. And all you've got to do is believe in Jesus. That's all you do, is believe in His grace, believe in His love for you. You are blessed, highly favored, and deeply loved. And I hope you take this message and bless your loved ones at home who may not be able to come to church, because you are the light of the world. Amen. So the purpose of healing is to bless your loved ones as well, to bring glory unto His name. Amen.